Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. Protesters took to the streets in Germany Saturday over sexual assaults in Cologne on New Year's Eve. Hundreds of anti-immigrant and left-wing demonstrators staged rival protests Saturday. About 1,700 protesters from the anti-Islam Pegida movement and about 1,300 left-wing protesters staged simultaneous demonstrations outside the city's main train station. Emily Michaels was one of the left-wing supporters.
We're upset and angry as women of the sexual violence that happened here in Cologne on New Year's Eve, but we're even more upset and angry that there are racists that are using this for their racist propaganda.
Reports of attacks and robberies by men of North African and Arab descent New Year's Eve have sparked calls for tighter immigration controls in Germany. The incidents have also sparked a debate about the police force's failure to prevent the attacks. Police in Kosovo used water cannon and tear gas to disperse thousands of anti-government protesters marching in Pristina. The rally, which began peacefully, was the latest in a series of demonstrations calling on the government to resign over recent deals with bordering Serbia and Montenegro. Opposition parties say the government's agreement with Serbia, which grants ethnic Serbs in Kosovo greater local powers, and the possibility of money from Belgrade represents a threat to the country's independence. Opposition people also reject a border agreement with neighboring Montenegro that they argue causes Kosovo to lose territory. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. An Egyptian affiliate of the extremist Islamic State group says that it carried out an armed attack, that is, that killed two members of security forces Saturday as they were on their way to work. The gunman targeted a car carrying a police officer and a soldier in Egypt's Giza province. As Edward Uranian reports, the attack came one day after three tourists were injured by knife-wielding militants at a hotel.
International news media said Islamic State supporters posted notices on social media claiming responsibility for the shooting incident on Saturday. Those claims could not be independently verified, but the notes seen online resembled previous messages from Islamic State affiliates in Egypt. There was no claim of responsibility for the earlier stabbing attack in the resort town of Hurghada. Three European tourists were wounded, but have since been reported in stable condition. Security sources said the attackers had arrived in Hurghada by sea, but no other information about them was released. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
There are multiple reports that say the Mexican government is willing to extradite captured drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman to the United States. The reports quote Mexican officials, and that would be a sharp reversal from the government's position after his last capture in 2014. Guzman's escape from a maximum security prison in July was a point of friction between Mexico and the United States, which had requested his extradition. The extradition process could take months, and Guzman's lawyers are expected to fight it. Guzman, the leader of the Sinaloa drug cartel, was returned to the Altiplano prison after being captured Friday in the city of Los Mochis, which is in his home state of Sinaloa. President Obama used his weekly media address to praise the U.S. auto industry for strong results in 2015, where sales hit a record of nearly 17.5 million vehicles. In his first media address of the year, Mr. Obama said even though the rescue of the auto industry wasn't popular, history has proven he made the right decision.
Some said it was too late to turn things around, but I refused to turn my back on so many of the workers that I had met. Instead, I placed my bet on American workers.
The industry has steadily recovered since 2009, when sales were at their lowest levels since World War II. And the Powerball lottery jackpot in the United States has reached $900 million. It could top $1 billion if no one wins Saturday night. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.